As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
That's where we find our guest right now. This man is the Bills reporter, sideline reporter. He covers them better than anybody for WGR up there in Buffalo. Friend of the show, had to deal with Pony at various points in his career. Sal Capaccio joins us right now because Gabe Davis is going to be coming in for a little visit with the Steelers tomorrow. Sal, thanks for joining us. How are you, man?
Pretty good. And just to clarify now, Pony and I kind of crossed over. He had left for Pittsburgh just as I got to Buffalo. I never had the pleasure of working with Andrew, but I've been on with him and he's been on with us.
Ships obviously. Passing in the night. Well, that was actually a major benefit for you, Sal, that you guys, that the ships actually did pass in the night. So I have a question about Gabe Davis. What is like fact and fiction with this guy? Because the numbers suggest one thing. He played one of the all-time great wide receiver games in the playoffs. Like I said to Donnie before we brought you on here that if the Bills had gone on to win that game, the 13 seconds game, and had won the Super Bowl, he's never buying a drink in Buffalo again on a 4-touchdown game on the road against the Chiefs. And yet, like, I look at him and I can't shake this idea, Sal, and I'm wondering how you feel about it, that he was at least in part, if not majority, a creation of Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs being there too.
Sure, I think you could understand and say that, and it would be partly true because I think anytime you have Josh Allen elevating everybody and then you have someone like Stephon Diggs, you're going to have better numbers. But I think really the juxtaposition about Gabe Davis is more so about that game and the expectations it created, and then not only not quite meeting those expectations, but really kind of having some drops and some times where he truly and wasn't the guy that people thought he could be the next year in Buffalo and the next couple of years, I guess. And I think that's where everything kind of goes each way that you take a look at it, because you could take that game and say, oh my God, this guy was amazing. He's a fourth round pick. Look what he did. And he came into his own, and you're 100% right. One of the great games in Buffalo Bills, not NFL history, in the playoffs. But if you go after that, you say, okay, he did some nice things after that, but he never truly lived up to what the expectations were placed on him because of that game. And on top of it, he had some tough ones. He had some drops. And I think people look at that. Bills fans, I'll tell you this, when he was let go, there were many of us going, okay, well, Gabe Davis knows the system, knows Josh. There were a lot of Bills fans saying, no thanks, we don't want him.
That's kind of damning, and that's why I went down this road with you to start, because I also looked up the drops, because one of them is there's anecdotal and thinking you heard it, you saw it. I mean, I follow a lot of you guys at WGR. Nate Geary, I think, was probably complaining about it one day or another where I saw it on Twitter or something like that. Mm-hmm. But my memory, honestly, Sal, was that Bills fans that I followed, that was his reputation, like too many drops in big spots, and essentially he hadn't earned the fans' trust up there even with that huge game in the playoffs, as a big-time performer.
I would say that's accurate. Now, you know, you could go back to every single time a guy drops a ball, and is it a true drop, or is it a ball that, you know, maybe wasn't put in the right spot? I mean, there was one against Denver on a Monday night where, I think it was Denver, it might have been the Giants game, but either way, I mean, Josh threw such a bullet. I don't know if anybody could have caught it. And, like, I think you're, like, really, like, bruised the heck out of Gabe's hands. I'm not making an excuse, but, you know, there are a lot of times where you could just kind of find a circumstance where there was a drop that shouldn't have been. But there were other drops that he just should have caught. And, oh, here we go again. Gabe Davis dropped another pass. But then there were these big moments. And then against the Steelers, you guys remember the 98-yard, I think it was, touchdown, right?
Yep.
And he gets behind the defense. And this is what his reputation was. He had a nickname here, Big Play Gabe, Playoff Gabe, right? And the big moments, the big plays he made, it was the consistency that was lacking from Gabe Davis. Now, all that said, I'll say this. Gabe Davis was a great, like, player to have on the Buffalo Bills from a standpoint of what a hard worker. He won the Bills offseason, I think it's called the Iron Bill Award, 2 years in a row for the best offseason worker. This guy's a tireless worker. He actually owns a I know Gabe pretty well. I know people around him pretty well. I've been to his, what they call the Draft Academy, him and some of his representatives. They own a place in Florida, in Orlando, where they train other people and players getting ready for the combine. And that's Gabe's facility. And I've been down there and it's amazing. And he is a tireless worker. He's going to be a great teammate, but there were just too many inconsistencies that came along with that expectations placed on him after that big game.
Sal Capaccio, Bills reporter, sideline reporter for WGR in Buffalo, telling us everything we need to know about Gabriel Davis, who is coming in to visit the Steelers purportedly tomorrow as they continue to search for any wide receiver with legs, arms, and functional skills to go opposite DK Metcalf. His catch percentage, I like looking at this stat because most of the best guys in the league will be 65% or higher. Diggs for his career is like 70% of the targets. He catches them. Davis is around 54%, pretty low. I know Jacksonville was an injury-riddled campaign for him last year. Was the catch percentage hovering around 50 to 55% in Buffalo because of the types of routes he was running and what they were asking him to do, or more of what you just described with some of the drops and the lapses that were kind of inexplicable, Sal?
Well, I'm really glad that you brought that up because it is part of the catch percentage, partly due to the routes. There are those that go into the actual drops that go into it. There's no doubt about that. There were just a few too many of those. But he also had, I believe, if not the highest, very close to the highest ADOT in the league in Buffalo, average depth of target. He was a guy they threw to downfield. And let's think about this for a second. When you're throwing the ball downfield, obviously that's a little bit tougher to complete in any situation. Mm-hmm. But then you throw into it the weather in Buffalo, later games. Right, I mean, like those kinds of things can matter to a catch percentage. So he wasn't an underneath guy. In fact, there was a lot of talk here about why don't they use him underneath more? Like get Gabe the ball. Like he's a bigger guy, then he can run a little bit after the catch. And they tried to do that. There was a game in Buffalo, another game, and I don't remember exactly who they played, but he had one of his better games of his career shortly after. It was a tough game, and then all of a sudden he had a ton of targets, a ton of catches, but they used him underneath. And everybody said, oh, let's do that. But it just didn't work out consistently enough to do that, and it wasn't his spot. The other thing about Gabe, though, that, you know, this is part of the, do you like him, do you not like him? You like a lot of the, okay, big plays down the field, you don't like the drops. But also, he's a really willing and good blocker. He led the Bills in snaps every year he was here, basically, at wide receiver. I think it's like the second year, over Stephon Diggs, over anybody else, because whenever he was on the field, there was always the threat to run or throw because you didn't know with him specifically on the field what the Bills would do.
If Mike Tomlin listens to this show and somehow didn't know what you just said about Gabe Davis's reputation as a blocker, his ears just perked up because he and Arthur Smith probably can't imagine anything they'd like more in a wideout. The other thing, though, Sal, here, before we let you go about Gabe Davis that just gives me pause, it's a torn meniscus in his left knee that happened. And I just this guy has already visited, I think, multiple teams, hasn't left with a deal anywhere yet. He'll be probably a vet minimum player because of what the Jags owe him, but I also just wonder in a very basic sense about his health and how much, you know, 80 or 90 to 95% of Gabe Davis is a major departure from this guy at full strength, basically.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, it is important to remember that Gabe wasn't just released. He was released with a failed physical designation.
Correct.
Right? I mean, like that's part of it. Even in Buffalo, when people were talking about it, I would bring that up and say, you have to remember, like, is he even healthy? You have to think about that, right? Like, what are you bringing into your locker room, into your group, if the guy isn't going to be completely healthy? And, guys, he was pretty healthy most of his career, and then he started to get banged up. He actually missed the playoff games, the last couple games before his before he eventually departed for Jacksonville. He didn't play in the playoffs because he got hurt in Miami in week 18 when the Bills clinched the division that Sunday night game that was flexed. He got hurt in that game. He didn't play in the playoffs coming in the next couple of weeks. So he's actually been dealing with some injuries. And look, when you're that kind of guy and you're a guy that's going to be a willing blocker on the field all the time, I think those things can definitely, you know, add up to you. So yeah, I think that would give me pause as well. Look, if you're getting a healthy Gabe Davis, I don't think he can be a bad addition. I think the value is what you have to look at there, and that's why the Bills let him go. The Bills would have signed Gabe Davis. They would love to have him back, but they just weren't going to go to the kind of money that he got from Jacksonville. And I will tell you, because like I said, I got to know Gabe and his reps a little bit. Pittsburgh was interested in him when he was a free agent the first time around. So were the Bears. There were a couple other teams. But when all this went down in Jacksonville, I immediately said, okay, I think he could go to Pittsburgh. And now you think about Arthur Smith, the offense he runs. You think about them not getting Jonnu Smith. Maybe this is Gabe. People in Buffalo said Gabe should be a tight end.
Like, I knew you were going to go that route. Yeah.
Yeah, right. I don't agree with that.
Right.
But that is the type of player I think that would appeal to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter. Nobody does it better in Buffalo covering the Bills for WGR. We appreciate it, Sal. Thanks for the insights, man.
All right, be good, guys. Thanks a lot.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.